Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And for those that know, I am out and about, alone, unattended, until Monday. And last night I had my first night of shenanigans. I was home at, you know, at a decent hour, before 10 o'clock. So anyway, and then I went to the doctor today and I got some codeine, which is a controlled substance, which I was totally unaware of, because they asked for my ID. And I got that for my cough, so hopefully I can sleep at night, because the last two nights have been horrible. I have a headache from coughing so much. And then I decided to, my boss had mentioned yesterday, one of the women's clothing stores here in this other town, a couple towns north of me, is going out of business. And so I went over there, and oh my gosh, their clothes are expensive. And then you get the 60% off, depending on what you buy. And I don't know. I worked for the government for like 20 years, so I was stuck in a polyester blue uniform, black men's boots. You know, it wasn't pretty. You weren't allowed to have fancy jewelry, and, you know, you were stripped down to, you know, men's socks and men's shoes and just bleh. So I didn't really have a concept of, oh my God, there's so much out there. The clothes, and you have to have certain jewelry to go with certain shirts. And I didn't realize that until now, that I have the option of either dressing up or dressing down for my job. And then I realized, okay, well, I need some undergarments, so I'm going to go look at bras and panties. And the panties were like $4 or four for 24, which four pair for $24. And I'm thinking, oh my God, men have it so easy. You just go to the local department store, pick up your tidy whiteys or your boxers, and you're done. Unless you know, you're feeling sexy and you get some silk draws, you know. But it's not, I don't think, to the extent of women's clothing. I mean, it's the choices. And I'm thinking, oh my God. And I remember my mom teaching me, you know, when you wear dress slacks, no panty lines. So you have to have certain panties that go with those dress slacks, or you wear pantyhose underneath so you don't see the panty lines. Because panty lines, ugh, that's just ugh. And bras, they have to be a certain bra to wear with certain shirts. And I was totally overwhelmed. My head hurts because they had these they look like breasts themselves without, you know, with just straps. And then they had gel inside of them for maximum uplift, cleavage, showage, something. And I was just like, are you kidding me? And then they had the t-shirt bra, which is the seamless bra, microfiber. And I was like, what? I was totally just overwhelmed with the whole thing. Hang on, I'm driving. Okay, I'm back. So anyway, the bras, they had, like I said, the microfibers were like seamless for your t-shirts, and then they had just the regular standard bra, and then they had another bra that crisscrossed, and you had the strapless bras for, you know, the sundresses and the tank tops. And then, and like I said, and then the panties, you had there weren't a lot of thongs, which I was really, you know, like, wow. But you had the boxers, you know, so that you can wear them with the trouser panties, and you had the ones that had the control top. And I'm thinking, oh my God. And once again, I thought of my mother and how she said, you know, for beauty, one must suffer. And I'm looking at, you know, these clothes, like the Spanx that I had done, I think I did an audio about them, that they're not sexy, you know. You're trying to keep everything all in and together. But I just didn't realize the magnitude women go through. It's wild. So, okay, I got that off my chest. Later in this video.